Before we get started, I'd like to invite you to join the LeadGen Lab, a sales program created specifically for women of color in the financial industry. Inside of the LeadGen Lab, we are going to teach you the sales and lead generation strategies you need to triple your sales calls and 10x your leads, so you can finally become that financial powerhouse. This is a six-month container where you will get access to trainings, resources, weekly group coaching, and a community of women of color in finance, and so much more. Go to theroshaw.com/lead-gen-lab or use the link in the show notes to join now. I can't wait to see you inside.
So once you niche down, you're able to understand who your audience is and your messaging will get clearer. And the way I put this to a lot of people is that when you need, let's say, brain surgery, right? Are you going to go to a general practitioner or are you going to go to a specialist? It's the same thing with finances.
Welcome to the Finance Client Acquisition Podcast, the simple sales systems for women of color money experts. And I'm your host, Ro. I'm so excited today to dive deep into the strategies that have helped my clients book out by mastering their sales skills.
So a common concept that comes up a lot during our one-on-one coaching with a lot of my clients that become industry leaders is simply tapping into their identity. A lot of the bookkeepers, accountants, and money coaches that I work with spin out over this whole niching down thing. It's trendy. They feel like they're excluding people. But when we really throw all that aside and focus on their authentic identity, who they are as a person, that's how we truly niche down. And let me give you an example. So a lot of money coaches or accountants or bookkeepers, they'll go after the people they think that have money to pay them for high ticket offers, right? An example is I was on a consultation the other day and one of the money coaches that I was talking to asked her what her niche was. And she just said doctors, right? And I was like, why? Why are you choosing doctors? And her reasoning was that her program was over $1,000 a month. And she thought that only doctors would be able to afford that pricing. But here's the thing. That's an example of inauthentic niches, right? Because she had no connection to the medical industry at all. And when we really looked at her identity, we found out that she actually came from a very creative background, that she knew all the ins and outs of what the financial problems for creatives were. And when we stepped into her identity and thinking about her history and the types of people that she's been around, the types of industries that she's been around, that's when things started to click and it didn't feel so salesy anymore, right? And I think a lot of the barriers that come with a lot of people being like, I don't want to exclude people, I don't want to niche down, comes from inauthenticity, right? And of course, if you have no history with your niche, you're going to feel like you're inauthentic. So what I've really seen is that a lot of clients felt like before we started working together, they felt like they had to act a certain way to get certain clients, right? Of course, you feel like you have to act not yourself if you're interacting with a crowd that you have no relationship with, right? But when we really tap into your authentic identity of who you are, what your history is, that's when you are easily able to identify your niche and not have to second guess yourself. When my clients niche down, this is really important. They become the only option. And not only do you become the only option in your niche and you book out when we work together in one-on-one sales and systems coaching, but we also go over how to get you to those repeatable five-figure months. So you know exactly who to DM, how to get them on a sales call, and you'll learn exactly how to create sales in your bookkeeping agency, your accounting practice, or your money coaching program. Niching down is step one. And once it's a waterfall effect, right? So once you niche down, you're able to understand who your audience is and your messaging will get clearer. And the way I put this to a lot of people is that when you need, let's say, brain surgery, right? Are you going to go to a general practitioner or are you going to go to a specialist? It's the same thing with finances. Think of it this way. If someone is, let's say, a freelancer, right? Do they want to go to a money coach that works with everyone, or do they want to go to a money coach that understands the in and outs of being a freelancer and the struggles that entails, right? Of course, you're going to choose the specialist. So really think of it that way. And also when it comes to picking a niche, really think about your history, the industries that you've had a lot of contact with. I'll even give my own story as an example here. I was very lucky. I grew up with a lot of bookkeepers and accountants in my own family. And I also grew up after college, I realized that a lot of people did not have financial education, financial literacy. And when I was starting my business, I was like, okay, who can I serve? Because over the years, I had gathered all this sales and marketing information and I was killing it. But I knew that I had to focus on a specific industry. And I looked at my history and I would always be around these money experts, these bookkeepers, these accountants, these money coaches, not only in my own family, but then I realized I was working in the financial fintech industry too. So I was like, okay, let me bring more women of color into the industry by using my sales and marketing knowledge. That's how I became the expert in this industry for sales and marketing for financial experts. I literally tapped into my own identity, my own history to focus on a certain demographic. And I'm really passionate about it because it streamlined everything in my business, right? So I'm just giving myself as an example. And as you keep listening to this podcast and I keep bringing on guests, you'll keep hearing this pattern, this trend again and again of how all my guests, all my clients went from a place of being really general, being a generalist and trying to serve everyone and having a really hard time in their business and staying stagnant. And when we really tapped into their identity, niching down, that's when the sales started flooding in. That's when they became the only option. That's when, you know, they started getting those dream numbers that everyone wants, those 10 sales calls a month, those 20 sales calls a month. They started hitting those crazy numbers, 5K, 10K, 20K launches. That's just an example. I'm giving my own story here. And just as you keep listening to this podcast, notice the trends. It's not coming from nowhere. It's a pattern that keeps happening in the financial industry. And we're honestly, with our sales processes and sales systems, it's a process that has been replicated across the industry. You'll see probably a lot of the money coaches, accountants, and bookkeepers that you follow and you look up to have used this process as well. So just keep an eye out.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And as always, feel free to DM me on Instagram and subscribe to my email list for daily strategies delivered straight to your inbox. I'm so excited to see you book out and hit those 5-figure months, 6-figure years, and build that 7-figure empire.